Hello, I'm Alfonso Quiros of Con Edison, and you're listening to WHUD 100.7. I'm pleased to be here with our Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week, Sabrina Johnston, who's a swimmer at Greeley High School in Mount Kisco. Sabrina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Sure thing. Well, congratulations. This is a great achievement. There are many student athletes in Westchester County, and you rose above others to earn this honor. Let me start by telling our audience a little bit about you. Sabrina is a senior, and she's the daughter of Elaine and James Johnston. Sabrina finished first in the 100 fly and first in three relays. She remains undefeated in all individual races for the season. Sabrina completed in the conference championships, where she finished first in the 200 freestyle and first in the 100 fly. That is a really incredible record. Sabrina, thank you very much for everything that you do. How did you first get involved in swimming?
I started taking lessons in swimming about when I was 6 years old, and right away my parents could see that I had a love for the water. So I started competing locally at around 8, and then I joined my current club team when I was 10. And then as soon as I could join my high school team, which was freshman year, I did, because as growing up, I saw all of the people that I looked up to on my club team, you know, also partaking in my high school swim team. And so to be able to join that was something that I really looked forward to.
Now, why do you love it so much?
I think the fact that it is a very, just a team, like a very team centered atmosphere. You know, we focus a lot on just having a great bond between all of the swimmers, you know, no matter what grade. And I think the energy and the spirit that we have at all of our meets is something that is quite different from, you know, club swim team meets, where it's just a huge group of people, you know, that might be from all over the place. And so I think that the spirit and just like the positive energy that happens like anywhere with the high school team, it's just something that, you know, brings all of us to a better place.
Now, how much time do you spend on an average week working on your swimming?
And so I practice with my club team 7 or 8 times a week. And so that'll be 6 days a week. And then either once or twice a week, I'll swim doubles, which is once before school and then once after school. So, and each practice.
Swimming strikes me as a sport that can cause a lot of frustration because it takes a lot of effort and energy, but also a lot of precision. The margin between success and failures can be very thin. Is managing your emotions a big part of succeeding in swimming?
Definitely. You know, as you get older, especially for females, it becomes so much more difficult to start dropping time. And so to be able to understand that, the process to getting, like, to achieving success is really long and can be very challenging, something that you really have to work on and make sure that you're able to positively handle your emotions. And so what I've found that has worked for me is just surrounding myself with people that, you know, have a positive mindset and are just as motivated as me to continue to work hard, even through the tough times, to help you get that success.
Now, I'm interested in a little bit of your training. What do you do to stay in shape other than swim? Do you run or stretch or play any other sports?
I don't play any other sports, but I do have, like, we call them dry land workouts around like twice a week. And so that's like with a smaller group of swimmers. And it's basically just all different types of full body workouts. And it's mainly working on, you know, the muscles that you usually like use when you're swimming. And so it's all really comes back to swimming. But other than that, I don't really do anything else just because I'm swimming like all the time.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. Now, we're lucky enough to be joined by your coach. Coach, can you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Sabrina and about how long you've been coaching her?
So my name is Meg Kaplan. I am the new Horace Greeley girls swim and dive coach. So this was my first year with Horace Greeley and directly with Sabrina. She is a incredibly talented athlete, someone who is versatile in the sport to the extent that any event that I was able to put her in swimming wise. So there's 11 of those in a regular dual meet season. You know, I knew that I could put her in and she would go out there and win that event without any problem.
Now, you know, more than anybody else about Sabrina's work habits and game as anybody else. Can you talk a little bit about what makes her successful?
Sabrina is a very driven individual. She's focused. She's able to accommodate change well. She's flexible because of her work ethic. It makes her the swimmer that she has become. She is, you know, one of the elite in the state of New York. You know, she was the Section 1 champion, both in the 200 individual medley, where she set a new Section 1 record and, you know, swam in an All-American time, as well as the 100-yard freestyle, which she won. You know, when I'm able to take Sabrina and put her into a relay, and it doesn't matter whether she's first or she's last, you know, she's going to go out there and just perform to, you know, the highest ability. And, you know, when a coach has that, you know, ace in their pocket for swim meets, you know that you're going in there with a win in, you know, between two and four events every single meet.
Now, is there a part of her game that you've seen improve dramatically?
You know, Sabrina is what I call a strategizer. So she takes a look at the meet, she takes a look at the competition, and she puts in requests based off of, you know, who she's going up against and where she feels that she will perform, you know, best. So although it's always a negotiation with a coach, she's able to express herself well and defend what she wants and when she wants it. So, you know, going into the New York State Championships next week, she's chosen two totally different events that she didn't compete, you know, at conferences or sectionals. And I fully expect her to perform, you know, at the top of her game.
Now, Sabrina, are you a sports fan? Do you have any favorite sports, a favorite sport or a team that you follow or a favorite athlete perhaps?
I would say outside of the swimming world, I don't really follow any other sports, but you know, within swimming, I love just following the you know, the college season, and you know, specifically looking at how swimmers, you know, that I've heard of as I was younger, and just like watching them progress into like elite athletes and seeing them go on to compete into like, you know, international meets and all that stuff. That's just something that I love to follow. So
now, can you tell us a little bit about your family? Do you have any brothers or sisters, or are they active in sports at all?
Yeah, so I have a younger brother. He's 15, and he plays tennis, and he also runs for track. And I have an older sister. She's 19, and she used to be very involved in taekwondo, and she was an instructor for that. But yeah.
I'm Alfonso Quiroz of Con Edison, and you're listening to WHUD 100.7. We're speaking with our Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week, Ms. Sabrina Johnston, who's a swimmer at Greeley High School. Sabrina, along with your success as a swimmer, you also do a lot of volunteer work. Let's go through some of these. You're a volunteer and mentor at the Mount Kisco Boys and Girls Club. How did you get involved in that, and what drew you to it?
I think, you know, being like at the club so frequently and just being so involved with my club team has just translated over into just being involved with the entire Boys and Girls Club as a whole. Specifically when my current head coach joined, Zachary Honacki, he really emphasized us being present and just helpful towards the club because they give us so much in return. And so I think, you know, my coach has given us so many opportunities to volunteer and help out with them. And so, you know, we've done fundraisers and we've helped out with the food drive over the summer. And we just participate in activities with the younger kids who attend with the club. And so all of that stuff is, you know, stuff that I'm very willing to do just because of how much the club gives back to me.
You're also a second degree black belt with Martial Arts Center. Can you tell us a little bit about what drew you to that?
So I'm half Korean. I think when I was younger, you know, my parents wanted me to participate in activity that kind of connected me to that side. So, you know, there's a place that's about like 10 minutes away from me, United Martial Arts Center, where I am able to train at. It was a lot more frequent when I was younger, but it is something that I still participate in. But,
yeah. Now, you're also an excellent student, Sabrina. When I looked at your record, you're taking AP English, AP Physics, Statistics, Politics, and Science Research. I think that's almost every AP that's out there. How do you balance your academics with your swimming and your volunteer work and all your other obligations?
I think that is something that has probably been the hardest challenge for me over the past couple of years. But just knowing that I have goals in each aspect of my life just helps me keep on track and making sure that I'm able to manage my time well by like creating schedules and just writing out lists has helped me balance those things, because the workload can get really high and it does get very stressful. But you know, swimming has always been an outlet for me to release those stress and emotions. And so I make sure to prioritize that while also, prioritizing my work and other obligations.
Now, do you have a favorite subject in school?
I'm in just like the sciences field. Specifically in my science research class, I just did a study in the field of like media psychology. And so psychology has definitely been an interest of mine all of high school and possibly something that I want to study in college.
Now, what do you have in mind for a career?
Definitely something in the psychology field, or possibly something in anthropology, which is a different subject that I have recently learned about. But a lot of that is still very up in the air and undecided.
Well, you still have a lot of time. Well, you've had a great athletic and academic career, Sabrina, and you're just getting started. Congratulations on your selection, and I thank you for your time. You've been listening to our interview with Sabrina Johnston. She's a swimmer for Greeley High School, the Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week on WHUD 100.7. I'm Alfonso Quiroz of Con Edison. Join us next time. Until then, be safe.